Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine, and as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch the forehead, and as it does, I want you to feel all the little frown lines, all the little worry lines in the forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out, feels so relaxed, and you feel this relaxing light coming around the eyes. Now the eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even want to seem to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now, and all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy and the teeth part. Mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. The relaxation goes to the back of the neck now, down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go to our shoulders, but now you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. The relaxation seems to come to the small of the back and around the bottom. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of the thigh now and into the hollow of the knee, around the calf of the leg, around the heel, to the bottom of the foot, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, allow yourself to shift your body however you need to in order to become more comfortable and become even more and more relaxed. We are going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. Relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm, to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing. Doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation now coming to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself. And each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper, and as you continue deeper, an even deeper calm. Very, very relaxed. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of the feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and deeper and even deeper. Ready to proceed? 10. Take that first step down. 9. Deeper, deeper. 8. Way down now. 7. Deeper, deeper. 6. Deeper. Feeling very relaxed. 5. Deeper, deeper. 4. You are going into a deep state of hypnosis now. 3. Going deeper. 2. Relax to even move, feeling very calm. 1. At the next number, you will enter this beautiful place, peace and tranquility, called deep, deep hypnosis. More relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. 0. Now I want you to take the time to remember, to really remember changes, spontaneous changes that those taste buds have experienced and enjoyed experiencing. Flavors you never liked as a little child, maybe tea or coffee, maybe alcohol, maybe some spices or seasoning, maybe sauces, that as you grew up, your taste buds learned to thoroughly enjoy. Because you know how fashions change, how people can be wearing one style of clothing, a particular look. It's promoted in magazines, and then the next year or 2 years later, that fashion has changed. And over the years, the way you dress changes, the clothes you're drawn to wearing changes. And if you stepped out in items of clothing from 1975 or 1985, you'd feel pretty out of place, like you're in the wrong decade. Because our tastes change subtly, sometimes without our even noticing. And you know the taste of sugary sweetness, and for some time now, those taste buds have guided you toward those kinds of flavors. So much so that you actually became a little bit desensitized to sweetness. Because for most of humanity's evolution, the foods we sustained ourselves with were primarily savory. Meat, plants, nuts, roots, a few berries here and there, but nothing like the sugar-dense array of products that fill the supermarket shelves today. And if you've always eaten a primarily savory diet, can you imagine how overwhelmingly sweet a biscuit would taste? It would be like eating spoonful after spoonful of sugar syrup. One big spoonful, the reality of that syrup in your mouth, thick and syrupy, and swallowing it down that throat. and then another spoonful, sinking into the pot of sugar syrup, scooping it up. Those threads of syrup stretch down from that spoon and then lifting it up to that mouth, thick and syrupy in the mouth, and swallowing it down that throat. And then another spoonful. And here and now, your unconscious mind can really amplify the taste of sugar, the taste of sweetness of golden syrup in the mouth, of really tasting it more and more strongly. The sugar receptors in that mouth coming back to life, waking up again so that you can fully taste how sweet the foods you've been eating really are, so that you can fully taste how sweet the drinks you've been drinking really are. As you notice the reality of another big spoonful of sugar syrup, and another, a cloying reality of eating a whole jar of it, and then opening a second jar, and seeing the rows and rows of jars you've still got to eat, and you can really start to feel slightly sick inside. Sick of too much sweetness, too much sugar. As you begin to smell and taste the same sugary sweetness twice as intensely, with more than double the concentration in each and every one of those excessively sweet foods you used to eat. You might notice that nose and mouth wrinkling up, recoiling in distaste. The mere thought of having to eat all that sugar, and having to laboriously lift huge spoonful after huge spoonful of that sickly sweet stuff into that mouth, that's it. And you can notice how much that body begins to protest against the damage that sugar is doing to those organs. Not just the teeth, not just the gums, but the heart, the brain, the very capacity of those muscles and organs to receive proper nourishment rather than these empty calories. And as you listen to that body, you can notice what it says about that all that excess sugar, now that it has the right to speak up for itself, the way it can begin to firmly protest against all that excess sugar and to instinctively start to protect itself from harm. That's it. And as your unconscious mind makes all the necessary adjustments inside to allow those taste buds to grow out of that old sugary sweetness phase, and to guide you towards health-promoting food that's going to help you feel so much more healthy, so much calmer and more balanced, you can notice a future you just there in front of you, radiating a sense of well-being and looking so much healthier, more toned, and making healthier choices for breakfast, for lunch, for snacks, for dinner, and even desserts. And noticing how that future you, if someone offers them a high sugar food or drink, can just politely decline, saying, "No, thank you," most of the time. And of course, if it's a birthday or special occasion, then you can still feel free to indulge and have a taste. But it's strikingly noticeable that this future you is generally quite indifferent to those old hypersweet foods and drinks. And you can just get a sense of how this is going to feel, to be able to look at a sweet drink, to see all that syrupy sugar oozing out of it, and feel comfortably indifferent to it. Or to see a sugar-packed snack, to see all that sugar syrup crammed into it, and feel comfortably indifferent to it, as you really relish eating healthier, nourishing foods, and drinks, and feeling so much better for it, inside and out. And you can listen to this session often and deepen these healthy changes in your taste buds each time that you do. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. With each number I count, you'll come 20% of the way back into the room, back to wakeful awareness, feeling wonderful and refreshed. One, coming back to the room now. Two, feeling your hands, your feet, feeling of yourself sitting. Three, take a deep breath. Four, take a nice stretch. And five, eyes wide open, refreshed and feeling wonderful.